It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kickers, happy Sunday. This is Diana Leader, and it's the Crave More Life Roadshow. This is episode 25 of a series of podcasts designed to get you kicking your own ass to live the life you crave. As you probably already know, I have two grown daughters with daughters of their own. When they were growing up, I remember having to figure out in the moment how to be in the moment with each of them. And I admit that sometimes I failed miserably. In fact, one of my daughters used to just look me straight in the eye and say, "Pay attention to me." At the time, hearing that line was like a dagger in my heart, and my inner mean girl was having a friggin' heyday over it by drilling me about what kind of mom doesn't pay attention to her own kid. But now that we are well past those years, I'm super proud that she was able to express her needs so clearly and directly. Thankfully, she's still that way. But what did she actually have to go through to be able to express what she wanted so clearly? I mean, lots of adults can't be that clear about what they need and want, and she was just a kid. First, she had to understand that she was missing something. She had to feel a gap somewhere between what she wanted and what she was getting. Then she had to know what she actually needed. She had to consider the whole range of things that could fill the gap and choose the one that would work the best for her. And last, she had to trust that she would be okay no matter what answer she may have gotten in response. She was seriously connected to her deep core. My daughter took that on as a kid. She figured out what she needed and took the risk to ask for it. Actually, she demanded it. And it's the same simple process for the rest of us. It's really only made difficult by our own fears of what our lives would be like if we shake things up. Lots of women are immobilized by that fear. But let's say, for the moment, you're not fearful or immobilized. Where are you feeling a gap between what you need and what's available to you right now? And what do you need to ask for or to do to fill that gap? Because your deep core is screaming, "Pay attention to me." Deep core clarity is like a flower blooming for the very first time. It's freeing. It's love for self. It's awe-inspiring, and it's fucking nerve-wracking at the same time. It's power. It's powerful. It's empowering. It's freakishly intuitive, and it never lies. So now that you know what you need, beautiful, what's your plan?